This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for our G-Bag Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. The TruckWreck.com fan text is open. The Twolo Lounge is open on Twitch. Brian's always looking at that and interacting with you. But this is your opportunity to ask us anything, you know, about the Cowboys, about Mavs free agency, about the show, whatever you'd like answered. The avenues are open for you to do just that. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. And Zach and Eric are out this week. You'll hear him every morning during Sean and RJ show, 5:30 to 10.
I listened to him this morning.
Yeah?
They did a good job. They really do.
Right on.
They're a good little pair together.
Well, of course, we're big fans of them, and yep, they will return next week. Okay, 214, let's jump right into these questions, and a lot of Cowboys questions are flying in for you already, Broaddus. Will DeMarcus Lawrence make it to the Ring of Honor one day, or does he have to do more?
Man, that is a really good question. I am going to say that Tank probably does make it to the Ring of Honor. I'll say that. Yeah, they've compensated him like he's done more. You know, there's the way he's played. I think that Steven and Jerry really do like him a lot for what he's done. I know it drives fans crazy that they don't feel like that he's done enough for what they compensate him for. But my gut feeling is what I know about the Joneses and what they feel about him, that they would probably put him in the Ring of Honor one day. But I'll tell you what, man, there's been some great players. And I talk about this all the time. One of my favorite Cowboys players was Harvey Martin, you know, and he's likely not ever going to be in the Ring of Honor. And he's one of the Cowboys' all-time leading sack leaders, you know, before they kept the sack stats. But, man, it's a very difficult Ring of Honor to get into.
Yeah, I don't know if Tank's going to get in there. I think it's pretty close to call. 214, what's your favorite Corvette body style?
Stingray.
How old is that one?
That goes back to the 70s. My mom had a 77 that was a T-top that was beautiful, that was burnt orange. It's funny.
Oh, kind of like that one.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, exactly. It was more of a burnt orange, though, to it, with a white top.
How about that 60s Stingray? I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Joint.
I tell you what, you could go back. Some of the, you know, they're just beautiful cars.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, hard to insure because it was all fiberglass.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
So if you bumped into something, pieces would chip off.
And it was really hard to repair.
Hard to repair.
The 70s has like the banana-looking joints right there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I'm perusing, but I tell you what, the last two designs, 2020 and up, and then 2004 to like 2014 to 2020, these look like actual sports cars compared to the rest of the world's sports cars. Like those older ones, they look like the best America could do, if you ask me.
We race in IMSA, the sports car series. We race against Corvettes. And they're beautiful. When you walk by them, I mean, you get Lamborghinis, you get Ferraris, you get Mercedes.
Yeah.
Those Corvettes are beautiful when you walk by and just look at them.
You get a nod of the head when somebody sees that. Like,
oh,
okay,
man, yeah. I mean,
you're doing it.
Yeah, and they,
it's like a nice watch.
They've done a great job. They have done a great job of those cars, as, you know, in racing and stuff. Yeah.
The TruckWreck.com fan text 877-881-1053. It's an Ask Us Anything, literally whatever you want. 817 says, I am a visitor in the a visiting clubby at AT&T, and we're asked for food regularly, very regularly. Yeah, I could imagine. You know, before the game, as a coach, I wouldn't have any like thoughts about why that might be weird. But at halftime, it just seems odd because we know they're not allowed to eat in the dugout or on the sidelines, Brian. But I guess they just don't want fans watching you eat. It's just seemed unprofessional or something
like
that.
They don't want you in the sidelines eating. I know we had that thing, you know, with during the Pro Bowl and stuff like that with the hot dogs and stuff. But in the locker room, they have power bars and things like that. But McMahon was like, no, we need full-on meals here. And that's what they were doing. They were bringing in full-on meals.
Are Sean and RJ on vacation? Sean is. RJ was just out today. He'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yep.
But they're still keeping both of our guys.
They are.
Which I was confused and Troy's minorly irritated too. By. Yeah. That's the other piece of info. Troy's out as well.
Yeah.
Okay. At 877-881-1053, Ford or Chevy trucks?
I currently drive a Chevy one, but I drove a Ford one for a long, long time. And I tell you what, I just like trucks. I'm not trying to ride the fence. I loved my Ford truck. I mean, the F-150, the Raptor, I loved all that stuff. Eric Chiafalo sold me before he came on board. So he was working in the car business. He sold me a Silverado truck. I've loved it. I don't love filling it up right now, but the roominess you have in it, I just like trucks in general. You know,
yeah.
I just do.
I don't think there's any trucks I'd be out on.
No,
you know, some of the old Dodge Ram ones, they were like built weird and they had like this monster dashboard and I would have never got one of those. But now the Rams are amazing.
Yeah.
The Nissans are great. I think the Toyotas are great. I've always wanted an F-150. I've never had one, you know, and I will have one before it's said and done. To me, there's just something cool about that brand that I want to experience, but I like all the trucks.
I really, really enjoyed all those years of getting to drive a Ford truck. I just trucks in general, the fact that you can throw stuff in the back, you know, if you know, like me, my crawfish stuff, I throw my equipment in the back, throw those sacks of crawfish back there, don't have to worry about them getting in the car and all that with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just super convenient to drive a truck.
Now, I don't know if I'd want the Honda Ridgeline truck. Now, I like Honda products a lot, but I'm not a big fan of that truck. It's a little too different, you know, looking. But maybe the Tesla truck as well. I don't think I'm ready to go full electric yet. Hell, if these gas prices get any more expensive.
It's starting to go down a little bit here.
Come around to it.
Yeah.
Well, no, they are.
They go up $1.50, then they come down 10 cents, and everybody's like, it's the relief at the pump.
No, seriously, did you feel like the other day, like it was damn near $5 and now it's like four. I filled up at Bucky's. It was $4.37.
Yeah.
Okay. At Bucky's.
That's how they do it. You run it all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
And then bring you back down a little bit. Then you're happy that it's down. Yeah. Like, oh, thanks.
It's like 95 degrees feeling nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I feel a breeze.
My Saudi this friends are telling me things. We'll be all right here before long.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
214, 4th of July plans. I don't have any right now. It's next Monday, right?
Yeah. I'm always down for the fireworks show. I'm kind of an ooh and ah guy. Ooh, ah. I'm one of those. I used to go out to the lake on 4th of July is what I
did. Do they have a show out there?
They have a show, yeah. We have a gentleman who's retired from Benny Keith, who does the Anheuser-Busch products and stuff and does a lot of food product stuff here in Dallas. Benny Keith, big company. But he's retired, and he spends about $5,000 on a fireworks show.
Oh, does he bring a guy out and everything?
Oh, he's got it's professionally done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is seriously well done.
There's nothing better than watching that fireworks show out on a lake.
Professional fireworks, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes they roll barges out on a river
right.
and just blast them like that. Yeah. That's pretty fun, too.
I've been to Las Colinas. There's a fireworks
show. There's a good one there.
Las Colinas, because I live right around, like, right there on the lake, Lake Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And we're advertising it, too, here, and it's great. I've been, like, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty cool.
It's some of the golf courses at Lucius. Do they have it on the other side of the golf course?
No, they have it at the little pavilion.
At the pavilion. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Brian's podcast information. I heard you on my way in today. You were doing that with Bobby Belt, right?
Bobby and I are doing a podcast. It's on all the, it's on Odyssey. It's on all your different platforms and stuff. The first one was last week, so there should be one up, and then there'll be one posted tomorrow morning during the off season, which we're only about 4 more weeks of off season, to be honest with you. 2 times a week, and then when we get during the season, Bobby and I'll do 3 times a week on the podcast. So check it out on Odyssey and then all the other, like all those things, all those platforms that you can watch podcast for the love of the star is what it is.
Okay, 424, where's Roy from New School? I'm not sure, but I see him on social media and he's still mixing it up out there. You can find him RDub3, I think, on Twitter.
I think, is he does stuff with blogging the boys kind of thing?
Is that
right? I think he does some stuff with them. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn there.
214, Dawson, how much did you spend on your engagement ring? Why are you asking me some personal question like that? About $9,000. About $9,000. Brian, how did you get in the sports business?
I went from playing into college recruiting at LSU. So to finish up my degree at LSU, I got in recruiting, went to Texas A&M, Texas A&M to the World League to Dallas, to Green Bay Packers. So that's how I started. I finished my college career, had a few more hours, stayed around, helped to get my degree, helped in recruiting, and that's what got me started in sports.
So it's really right place, right time with something
totally,
like that.
Totally.
You had extra time hanging out.
There's absolutely nothing I studied that got me into sports.
Okay, Broadus, I know you're big on crawfish boils. Have you ever smoked a whole gator for one of your boils? I did earlier this year, and everyone loved it.
I've seen people do the gator things, and I've had gator before. Not a big fan of it. A little bit too rubbery for me.
Okay.
But, smoke gator. There's people down in South Lafourche and all those places down there that really, they're into that stuff. And I've been a part, like, say, one or two, but I love the crawfish boil more than that.
Okay, at 877-881-1053. I did eat gator when we went down to the Daytona 500. It was just some bar gator.
Yeah.
Like some gator nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it tasted good.
Decent.
You know, with some fries and a cold beer.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like a chicken basket or something like that. Mm-hmm. Who will have the best offensive and defensive rookie seasons for the Cowboys? Ask the 806, Brian.
Best offensive. Okay, so defense, if you think about it, Sam Williams would probably be a guy that you would think that maybe will get a lot more playing time with what's going on and maybe in a defensive rotation. Offensively, you got to hope that Tolbert's going to have to at least initially play some games, and you know, you hope he doesn't just completely fall off the map, you know, like one or two catches a game. Maybe he could find a way to get, you know, 5-6 catches a game. They spread that thing around pretty good. But I would say that Tolbert and then Williams would be my two guys.
How about Ridgeway, defensive tackle?
I think where Ridgeway will help will be his ability to hold up blockers and things like that. His stats will not come as something that will be eye-opening. It will be how he plays to help others around him have success.
Okay. If Arch plays bad in college at Texas or wherever he goes, does that hurt his draft status being a Manning? Asks the 469.
No, I think he'll be evaluated. The Mannings have a great history, though. I mean, all the brothers and all of them were picked in the top four, I believe, of the NFL draft. So, yeah, he'll have his opportunity. Hopefully at Texas he doesn't turn into what happened with Chris Sims. You know, highly touted, comes in, and then, you know, is kind of doesn't play well enough to really, feel like that he's going to have a great pro career.
214 says, bro, you said ask you anything. That's fair. That's fair. That was a bad reaction by me. I just really didn't want to answer it. It seemed weird and personal. But, hey, I did say ask us anything. 214, Gavin, do you still talk to your original partner, Greg Hansen? Actually, it was Greg Henson. And, no, I haven't talked to him in a while. How much does the average radio guy at the Fan make per year? Seriously curious. Well, it depends. If he averaged out all of the full-timers and all of the part-timers, it'd probably come to about $14,000 a year. Okay, at 877-881-1053. Have you had the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC? Was not aware it was even a thing. 682, Broadus, who's the best coach you've ever worked for?
Oh, I loved working for Mike Holmgren. I mean, the coach that says the most skins was Parcells. Parcells was brilliant. He really, really was. We got him late in his run, but I loved working for Mike Holmgren. I absolutely loved that.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a great staff just all the way around.
Yeah, great staff. I mean, if you're talking about head coaches, John Gruden is one of my dear friends. I mean, I've worked with some great coaches. You know, Sean Payton was a great coach. He was a young guy like me at the time. You know, I just knew he was going to be great. But Andy Reid was another one. I mean, Mike Lombardi and I got Andy Reid the Philly job. I mean, I wish we could have stayed around and worked for him. That would have been fun because Andy and I had a great relationship from Green Bay.
Okay, General, who would you want to replace Brunson if the Mavs can't re-sign him? Well, I would hope to get a sign and trade done with the New York Knicks, and I'm thinking I want Alec Burks. and maybe Derrick Rose, maybe Evan Fournier, Cam Reddish. I heard they are looking to deal him, the small forward. There's a number of options, I think, on the New York Knicks roster that would be very attractive to come in and play alongside Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock on the perimeter and, you know, contribute to those wings, the 3-and-D type of guys who have pretty good skill level. Okay, so I think the Knicks are a great type of team to be trading with. If, in fact, Jalen Brunson wants to go there and New York does want to do some sort of a sign and trade. Favorite meal for dinner? New York strip. New York strip and a baked potato or a ribeye. One of those two.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, you have to go steak. But there's some like, I love, like, enchiladas, too. Like, cheese and onion enchiladas are one of my favorite things to eat. I mean, I think the steak is probably my most favorite thing. I'm not a big potato guy, but like steak and cream spinach, stuff like that, I really, really
have
love.
Have you had turkey tetrazzini?
That's excellent.
That's me right there, bro.
That's excellent.
Really? I like
that's
pastas and stuff. Yeah, I like pastas.
Would you ever put that over toast?
Yeah, I sure would.
Yeah.
I 100% will.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Garlic toast too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just put that, the turkey tetrazzini over toast. That's
turkey
what I
tetrazzini.
Would, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had that. I love the name.
That's me, man. Three times a week I get it from Whole Foods. Not Whole Foods. What's the place over there? Eatsies.
Eatsies.
And I should not be getting it, but I still do it.
Yeah.
817, Dawson, have you played the new Rebirth map on Call of Duty? I have. I think it's outstanding. Gavin, why did you stop drinking? It became bad for my health. I did it way too much for about 20 years. And it just got to a point where I knew it wasn't going to end well. And my daughter was getting old enough that I was like, I don't want to be hammered in front of her every evening. You know, that's just as honest and as real as I can get with you. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation. Ask us anything. We'll do more as training camp approaches here. And thanks for everybody's great text feedback and questions. We'll answer as many as we can whenever we do it. We do have the 6 o'clock sound off coming up at 6 o'clock for you, where you get a chance to compete with fellow Tolos to have the best take of the day. That'll be over the phones, and that's coming up at 6. But Oxnard is 30 days away now. What things need to happen for the Cowboys to be better than they were last year? I'll ask Brian about a collection of things and see if they can come true. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.